You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Our guest is Ambassador Yoram Ettinger, a man with a distinguished record as a diplomat, as a strategic thinker and analyst. On both sides of the Atlantic, he served his country here in the United States with the rank of minister and ambassador with responsibility for congressional affairs in Israel's embassy, as well as the consul general of Israel to the southwestern United States. He has been active in a lot of other places, including as the author of the Jerusalem Cloakroom series of reports, which you can find as a product of Yoram's work, not least at the Second Thought, a U.S.-Israel initiative. Mr. Ambassador, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always a delight to have you with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I'd like to get your thoughts on what has been happening, speaking of American-Israel diplomacy, with regard to the various interactions that Israel's prime minister has had with the Obama administration of late. There's been a deal that's been struck, a $38 billion 10-year deal. They're meeting with the president that Prime Minister Netanyahu had. And not least, the upcoming expected, perhaps sellout of Israel by the United States at the United Nations. What are your thoughts on all that?
There's no doubt that President Obama systematically is following self-destruct policy as far as America's interest is concerned, on the one hand, and rightly so, the president supports the Hashemite regime in Jordan. In fact, there is a very effective trilateral collaboration between the U.S., Jordan, and Israel to bolster the Hashemite regime. But on the other hand, or with the other hand, the president pursues earnestly the establishment of a Palestinian state west of the river, of the Jordan River, which would doom the Hashemites east of the Jordan River. Back in 1994, when Jordan and Israel signed a peace treaty, the chiefs of the Jordanian military forces begged their Israeli military counterparts to make sure that Israel will not go all the way to allow an independent Palestinian state for fear for the survival of the Hashemite regime in Jordan. A Palestinian state, which is a top priority for President Obama, would expand the Russian footprint in the Middle East, would expand the Iranian, Chinese, North Korean influence in the Middle East, all obviously at the expense of dire American interest. A Palestinian state definitely would cause the downfall of the Hashemite regime. And as any student of Jordanian affairs knows, once there is a regime change in Jordan, we're talking about an eruption of a volcano, a tectonic eruption in Jordan, which would spill over right away into Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Kuwait, probably as possibly as far as Egypt, all at the expense of the very, very vital interest of the USA. And that, I believe, has been also the crux of the 8-year disagreement between the Prime Minister of Israel and Obama.
But Mr. Ambassador, when you look at this deal, you dealt with Congress for many years. You know that one of the things that Israel has always been able to rely upon has been the active, strong, bipartisan support of Congress. One of the provisions of this agreement, which is really remarkable, is that Prime Minister Netanyahu agreed that in exchange for $38 billion, the government of Israel would promise not to seek additional support from the Congress, and if it got any, to give back any funds that that might have been forthcoming from Congress. Does this make sense to you, and is it advisable for Israel to have agreed to this kind of arrangement under the circumstances you've just described?
Well, if such a constraint on Congress, on Israel, is part of the 10-year military package between the U.S. and Israel, then it would be a tremendous mistake on the part of Israel. There's no doubt that while every president has pressured Israel to some degree, all Congresses have been systematically supportive of Israel, reflecting the fundamental attitude of the American public towards the Jewish state. Such a provision, if indeed is part of the agreement, in my mind, constitutes a slap in the face of the American Constitution. The American Constitution mentions the legislature as Article 1 for a reason, and the American Constitution does provide the legislature with co-equal, co-determining standing, and in my mind, no provision which transforms Congress into a backseat driver is in line or consistent with the Constitution. It undermines the American political system, and at the same time, it could be a long-term severe detriment to U.S.-Israel strategic cooperation.
Amen. Yoram, speaking of that cooperation, one of the very important elements that has joined our two countries over many years has been a shared appreciation of the danger of Iran under its Islamist mullahocracy. You have witnessed, of course, I know with great alarm, as have we, the president's pursuit of this deal with Iran. It's somewhat over a year now since it's been in force, such as it is. Give us your sense, viewed from Israel, of how that deal looks today and the implications of it for your government as well as for that the United States. And if you would, speak to the point that the prime minister made in the UN the other day, in which he said, you know, Israel will not allow Iran to get the bomb. Not now, not 10 years from now, not never.
Well, currently, the July 2015 agreement between Iran and the permanent member of the Security Council plus Germany looks exactly the way the Ayatollahs of Iran want it to be. And that means that while for the U.S., this is supposedly a strategic, long-term, binding agreement of peaceful coexistence with Iran, for the Ayatollahs of Tehran, this is exactly the opposite. They consider it, they view it as a tactical, provisional, a non-binding agreement, just like any agreement with the so-called infidel, non-Muslims infidels. And this is an agreement which is designed to buy time, to enable Iran to get stronger, and at the point when they feel that they can push the U.S. away from the Gulf, away from the Indian Ocean, away from the Middle East, they will then flex their real muscle. And the real muscle means over and beyond what they are doing right now, namely subversion and terrorism.
Ambassador Yoram Edinger of Israel, we must leave it at that for the moment, but I look forward to a further conversation with you in the very near future on so many of these critically important issues. Next up, we'll be speaking with Shireen Kudosi. That and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.